All right, the next part in our offline deal that you guys can sell is newsletters. And I'm a big believer in these offline newsletters, and I'll show you how I'm doing an advanced secret with Force Continuity. And it's hard to make this work as a front-end product most of the time. It's usually coming out of a relationship with a person. One downfall is you gotta have something new each month. We talked about that with a membership site. I actually really like, how many of you get this newsletter? This big red fat thing? Cool. I actually do really enjoy writing this one. Just because every month I gotta do something that keeps me kind of sharp. So I'm not as lazy as I appear all the time. So I do this. Now the print newsletter I think is really important, and we'll talk about some newsletter secrets. Actually, let's talk about them now. I don't have the slide. All right, page 325. Yeah, there we go. A lot of what makes a good newsletter is not just great content. It's a personality too. So a lot of you that get this, know about all the goofy things that I do and know about Zach and what he's doing and what's going on in my life. And for the most part, you guys probably know me in some shape or sense. And it's done by design, and because that helps build, like, remember back to our little force field.
Yes.
Yes. The relationship and personality, which helps glue your customers to you. And I put in here a couple examples of how my newsletter starts off. So like page 326, we're talking about the Underground 2 and how cool it was, and here's some photos and just some goofy stuff. There's Zach, a photo of him, and then, talking about how they killed me off at the dinner, and there's Vern Troyer, Mini-Me, and here's the Roller Girls, and so on. And then page 330 is another issue, and it talks about my trip to Aruba and what I did here. It's like silly stuff. Like the first night I took the gang downtown to eat, and me, decided we'll play a little ongoing drinking game while we ate. Somehow it got a bit out of control, and a rule was made that you had to put in $5 into the center of the table for every time you drink. And then we're talking about one of the apprentices. Greg probably coughed up $70 of that final $90 pot, and we decided to put our stake and put it on the black on the roulette table, and we won. That was our gambling money for the night. So just little dumb stuff, but it's fun, and people love that. And then here's a photo of me at the helm of this thing called the Cuckoo Canuku, which if anybody goes to Aruba, I highly recommend the Cuckoo Canuku. You should go on this thing. Here's another newsletter at the start, page 332. So it talks about how I just got back from Miami for my aunt's 60th birthday party, and how traveling with a kid is such a pain, and all this stuff, and talks about how my family's Russian and how there's big bottles of vodka everywhere on the table, and just dumb stuff, just revealing about your life. And people love that. So it's not only just ideas and strategies that matter, but letting them look inside. Now, there's a whole other flip side of this coin, and that is, if you don't want it to be personality-based and personality-driven, and there's advantages and disadvantages of both. If it's more personality-driven, they're more glued to you, and they're less likely to go off to another competitor for the most part. Now, if it's not personality-driven, you don't have your force field around them, and you also have a greater opportunity, for instance, letting somebody else step in and buy the business. So it's not personality driven. So there's pros and cons to both. And you got to think about how you want to do it. Subscribers look forward to each newsletter. So I put teasers in there. Hey, next month we're going to cover the ultimate secret to getting traffic for your website, or whatever the case is. Let them keep looking forward to stuff. Interactivity. So we set up a forum in this case for the subscribers. The forum's not that active, and I haven't done my part to really email people and get them active, but that is important. I just haven't done it. Subscriber only specials. I think this is really important too, is your subscribers or newsletter people, whoever you decide, your membership site people, whoever you decide, they get special deals and offers and so on. And it's also, got to be, got to be really meaty with the ideas and strategies and so on. So we talked about subscriber-only specials. Like, here's a deal on the Underground UK that they get as part of this thing. The newsletter itself is actually, it's usually, this is actually a really short version. This is 16 pages. Normally it's like 24, 32 pages. It's really fat. And then with each newsletter, just so you guys know what the components are in here, we include a transcript of a call that we do, and that's part of the audio. So we do a call with somebody underground who you probably never heard of, like this guy, Michael Lovitch, who's making seven figures to that publisher model I told you about. Here's the transcript, so this adds to more thickness in our newsletter. And then leveraging stuff that I've done, you get website critiques, so that's a CD-ROM on there. So I've had to do critiques for something like that came in from a critique coupon for my copywriting course. So why not turn around and use that as leverage for other stuff? Who doesn't get this newsletter, by the way? Who doesn't get this newsletter? Oh my God, you guys are nuts. At a break or sometime, I brought a couple order forms. Like I said, I promise not to sell anything here, but it is like just ridiculous not to get this thing. And there's a bunch of people in this room that get it.
I get it, but I don't know why.
Well, you get, because you're part of the mastermind group. And actually, you get a free month. If anyone who wants to sign up will get a free month of this. Plus, there's a ton of bonuses. I only brought like four packs of bonuses with me. You get all the bonuses sent to you. Alex?
In the sales letter, was this the continuity program you launched that's doing?
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about forced continuity later on. Yeah, this is the continuity that I launched off of the selling the underground tapes.
What the conversion rate is and things like that.
Yep. Back there, Todd.
Can you just take a second to talk about fulfillment on that? How it gets fulfilled every month?
Sure. I use Selby again. I will Selby marketing. I send them the master of the audio CD. For the interview, I send them there's also like a Lee Miltier millionaire mindset thing. So I send them the master of that thing, and I email them the two files, the actual newsletter, and then I just give them instructions on what I want in there. And if there's any inserts, I email that to them too. And that's it. I mean, it's really pretty simple. I had them design the packaging for me, and it's, you know, pretty eye catching. It's pretty cool. Big red envelope, top secret, and so on. Yeah, sure. The cost varies. The question was, what's the cost on this? The cost varies based on how many pages my newsletter is every month, but it's roughly, I don't know, $1 a package.
Plus mailing,
yeah. So mailing on this one was $2.79 for postage. There's two or three CDs. Three CDs each. It's $1.50. Yeah, $1. I mean, there's. What's that?
The one before that, I noticed colors was the postage. The one before that was $6 in postage.
Okay, it was pretty fat then.
Yeah, it was fat, and I'm not getting it. I think I have both of mine
because I get a lot of stuff like that, and yours are definitely those are the classiest ones I get, and I think they're the best. I'm on Dan Kennedy's, I'm on a lot of them, and those are by far the best. I mean, I still have them with me. So
yeah, a bunch of people told me that I charge way too little for it. It's an introductory price still of $87.63 or something like that, and we'll talk about that when we talk about continuity. But any of you guys that don't get it, like I said, I'm not selling stuff here, but you really need this thing. I'm giving you a free month trial of this thing.
I'm one of the ones who always says you're charging way too little. And then one of my other friends bops me on the head. I have a question about your international people who get this, because international shipping is always fun. How does your fulfillment house handle that? Like, well,
just ship it.
Have any complaints, any tips that we should have for international shipping?
Well, every once in a while, someone will say they don't get it. So then we have to send it out some kind of tracking method, which costs a whole hell of a lot more. So we send it out, who cares? Yeah, I mean, that's all we do. I mean, but yours is a little different because it's more timely, so they really need to make sure they get it, or you
I do like John Reese does, and I have a digital version.
Yeah.
So that everybody gets it at the same time, because there's a lot of perceived value in that. Have you thought about doing a digital version?
I have not done downloadable or digital for this case, because I don't want it getting all spread around. It's one of the big hooks to this thing, which is totally true, is that I'm limiting it only to 925 people. So my birthday is 925. Yes. Do we need to break back into five is more than one? Yeah, but no, you know, I thought 1,000 people, so why not make a... and, you know, my whole rationale behind it is I put my heart and soul into this thing every month, so it's close to my heart. Yeah.
Every month.
Yeah, there you go.
So you're doing that because of the scarcity principle?
That part, no, because I truly think that if too many people found out about these things, it wouldn't work as well. Like, actually, some of the bonus reports that you get when you subscribe, like stuff that I don't want everybody to know about. Wow. It's so secretive, you can't even open it. It's hermetically sealed. But so some of the stuff, like, in the bonus reports that you get with part of it is, like, this AdSense formula that I taught one of my friends or showed him. That, like, I call it the $18,000 $500 per day AdSense forma or technique. And so I don't want everybody knowing what that is. But, you know, to be fair, he was already making $10,000 a day, but he was still pretty happy with that. And some other stuff about creating real partnerships and joint ventures. So some of the stuff, you know, I don't let out to everyone, and yes, it is certainly scarcity, because that's one of the things that drives sales, but it's true. I think, okay. Andrew, did you have a question? Or you had something to comment on?
No, actually I did. I mean, to the average, I'm starting, my head is spinning right now. And when you talk about, you know, writing a newsletter like this, it almost sounds like for sheer entertainment. But how are you doing this? The average person is going to take a look at you and say, there's no way, first of all, I'm qualified to write a copywriting newsletter. But the whole package, you're producing information. The autoresponder follow-ups, I know just from my little business, are an enormous task. I mean, how's the average person supposed to do all this writing per month?
That's a good question. One of the things is I don't do all the writing myself. No, I'm not talking about like my actual newsletter, but, you know, this, the transcript that's in the newsletter, this is an interview. Right, so I get on the phone with somebody for an hour and a half, and now it's transcribed. Now that's a big fat part of my newsletter. You know, these are other things that I've done before. This is the interview. This is the web critiques. I'm also using someone named Lee Miltier to do an additional audio CD. So it's like getting bonuses from others. That's one thing, getting content from others. But this, a newsletter is a significant task to take on every single month, and you got to be willing to do it. One of the things that I found that has really helped me a lot is anytime I get an idea, I have a little text pad document in my computer. So anytime I got an idea, it goes there in the ideas for the Underground Secret Society. I also have a folder in my file cabinet. So anytime something catches my eye, it goes in there. So that way, when the deadline comes around, I'm not sitting there like, huh, what am I going to write about this month? So I already got stuff sitting there. Now, the other part of that is, you know, all the writing that goes into the information marketing business. You don't need to build one of these things overnight. You know, you start off slowly adding pieces to it. And like the autoresponders that I wrote this 6 years ago. I never changed them. Now, of course, occasionally I'll add to them. Like if we do an endorsement promotion, we'll talk about the Godfather position. If something works really well, then it gets added to the end of the autoresponder sequence. But, you know, you don't need to feel like you got to do everything that was on that slide all at once. The question was, do I use voice recognition software? And I don't, just because I'm actually a fairly fast typer. That was one of the things I took in high school that I actually paid attention to. I didn't think it would help me, but it did. But some people are really good at talking better than typing. So yeah, that you got to see what works for you. It's, you know, there's all sorts of ways to get this stuff out there without you actually physically doing it. You can also have researchers working for you. One newsletter that I know of that I won't disclose who it is, He has researchers that work for him and will kind of like start the newsletter, and then he goes in and puts his own touches on it and so on. And you can pay for people like that. Research is a lot cheaper than marketing people.
There's a site, like in the spirit of like, you don't want everything, like in our newsletters about real estate, but about 10 to 20% of it is kind of like general interest, kind of, you know, mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a company called Pages Mag, PagesMag.com. For $300 a year, every issue they'll give you content that you have, and you have access to this gigantic library of stuff. So it's like having a small Reader's Digest stuff of stuff you could just add to your newsletter.
What are they called?
PagesMag.com.
PagesMag. So yeah. There's all kinds of ways of getting content now.
More like general interest stuff.
I find that stuff better for, you know, like we give a pre-done newsletter to our cosmetic doctors. That kind of stuff for me is better for them than it is. I'm not going to include a crossword puzzle in my Underground Secret Society newsletter. No, it's a great resource, and it's good for people. I'm not belittling it, but it's there's lots of ways of getting that content done.
I had a comment on that one real quick, Yannick, which is just your first newsletter is your hardest. I mean, it's a long time ago, but it is like I thought, oh my gosh, I got to do this every month. How am I ever going to do this? And then like the second or third, she's shaking her head. You went through this. The second or third took like a week by the, you know, by issue 10, right? He's shaking his head. By issue 10 or 11, I mean, you're banging that sucker out. You know, the puppy's getting written fast, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know what you're charging for, what are you charging for? $80
a month? $87.63 a month.
Yeah, when you're charging $87 and you're going, okay, I've got X number of subscribers times $87,
yes.
That's a high motivator.
Yes,
I mean, I've tried cheap newsletters. I mean, I've tried to publish cheap newsletter thinking I was doing a service and everything, but I mean, I don't have a newsletter like him. That's what I would aspire to do is
exactly.
To have an $87.
And we're going
to
talk about pricing.
That helps a lot. That's
it's
a high motivator.
Do you write a little bit each day, or do you just sit down and bang out the whole thing?
Yeah, it's been like over 2 days, like two mornings maybe, three mornings sometimes. If it's a really tough one, it might be four mornings. But
I also will take articles at times and say to my associate that does some typing for me, make this four paragraphs out of this full page of things.
That's pretty cool.
And just paraphrase what's going on here. You can give attribution if it's out of a regular magazine
right.
Or something if you have to. And then you just collect them all into a large Word document. And when you find that this issue is on X, you find those little bits and pieces you want, you drag and drop, and off goes your newsletter.
Yeah, that's great.
And also, if you like you said, if you're actively looking for it, anything that even remotely happened, you could turn it around and say, yeah, this reminds me of something. And then just kind of, yeah, like, you know, like... So, but the second thing is this is something that Dan Kennedy talks a lot about. It's like you have to start thinking that you're kind of like a celebrity, and your members kind of want to know your life, even though you find it horribly boring and mundane. So, like for example, like if you come to this event,
I don't find my life boring. Okay.
But like, say you come to this event, right? You could easily write, you know, four or five pages on this topic alone, right here, to your members, and then because they don't.
I hung out with Jeff Mulligan, and he got drunk in the bar.
Yeah, you should see the stuff he does when he had 12 beers, that kind of thing. But then the other thing is like Dan does this really well. He has a, you know, for the most part, is fairly short newsletter, but he has tons of exhibits.
Right.
So he'll like, you know, photocopy something, here, check out his exhibit, he'll mark it up, say, you know, he'll write like a short paragraph on it. And so the newsletter is as much about just the stuff he clips out and gives to you as much as the content he has to write from scratch.
Right.
I mean, that's what I do. And
yep.
That cuts out my writing by half right there.
Yeah, the more you can get other people to create content for you. That's just one of the ways. Here's a cool example that I want to share with you guys. This is Andrew Harper's Hideaway Report. Is anyone a subscriber? Does anyone know about this thing? It's such a great hook to it. Okay, this guy, Andrew Harper, is this anonymous guy. It's a fake name. And it's limited to 20,000 subscribers only. And the whole hook is on it is that he finds these little unknown places where you want a vacation, these five-star places. And if too many people found out about it, they wouldn't be unknown anymore.
Right.
And I think it's like $200 a year or something. And he said like it's like they have a little blurb at the back that says like 75% of the readership is CEO, president, or higher as their job title. It's pretty damn cool. And then he's been doing this for like 20-some years, 26 years, I think. And he built an entire back-end travel business because of these high-end people needed auxiliary products. And we'll talk about the godfather position, but he has this all in-house. So, you know, this can show you how big you can get a newsletter and how you can do it with a very cool hook, like we talked about the big idea and the hook. Page 335 in your manual. That's Andrew Harper, his little deal. And he actually has, it's a 27th year publication. So he's got a great little story about it. To assure you wholly independent observations, noted travel authority Andrew Harper travels incognito, booking into hotels and paying his own way, as would any typical guest. Hotels don't know his real name nor what he looks like because he refuses to introduce himself during inspections. So while you may have seen Hideaway Report favorably mentioned in Forbes, Fortune, Mirabella, blah, 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 his identity has never been known. So he's got a great hook to it. It's pretty awesome. Next page is an example of, you can sell a lifetime subscription to your newsletter. This is Agora's model, where they'll sell a lifetime subscription. So not only you could buy, you can, you know, your newsletter could be an annual thing or a monthly deal or whatever, but these guys are selling, I don't know how much it is, but you get a lifetime subscription, plus there's some other bonuses in there, so you can read about that. Page 343, I thought was a great example. This publication, Tax Hotline, from Boardroom Reports, one of the marketers that I really respect is their company. They do a great job, and this is really cool. So if you are doing an annual type newsletter, so this is a great example of an early renewal newsletter with a bribe in order to get you to renew quickly. So the whole thing is really bonus driven. You can see how much a bonus plays at this. Page 345 is the bonus. Let's talk about special sales. This is very cool, where you can sell once to one big client for a big payday. So if you have an info product and you sold it to IBM, for instance, you know, they'd be willing to buy 10,000 copies of your book. And even if you only make $1.50 a copy or whatever, you just made, what is that, $15,000. Yeah, thank you. I should work with easier numbers. Five and one. It's going to get more complicated soon. I think that there's a limited subject matter for what you can do with special sales. There's also a longer selling time. But this guy called the Goals Guy, and I talked to him a couple weeks back, and he's doing incredibly well just selling these little booklets to just a whole bunch of Fortune 500 or 1,000 companies. And you know, usually in special sales, you might get the thing branded for that company, but they buy, you know, 5,000 copies at a time, 10,000 copies at a time, and that's just a little flimsy info product. It's really not that huge. So you can do that in all sorts of ways. You can also do, like, you know, like Art, we were talking privately. With special sales, you know, the problem is that long selling cycle, you gotta sell to a decision maker inside the company and so on. So, you know, there's some pros and cons to it. I would, you know, it depends what your marketplace is, and this could work for a lot of you in different ways. But this also gets you to think, well, here's an example real fast. This guy, Athletic Minded Travelers, a membership site. They sell membership to companies to give out to their employees. So if you're IBM, they're buying membership, I think, in individual units, or it might be bundled. I don't know for sure. But they're essentially selling to IBM, and IBM is giving it access to their employees. The other thing is they do custom books like we just talked about. So they're selling that. That's the next page. So they have these branded for the particular corporation. So it's very cool stuff. You can also think about who would use it as a gift or a premium. I think I have an example for you at some point, and we'll talk about it. But I tried, when I had my broadcast fax manual, I tried selling it to a couple different broadcast fax providers and getting them to buy it and then give it away to their customers. So think about who else could use your product.
We've actually secured that with several clubs, where we actually private label the videos to the club owners, to the clubs and the promoters, and they actually give them away as gifts and little promos when they have special nights at the clubs that they promote.
So it's like the salsa videos or the merengue videos?
Exactly, yeah. And they basically, all it is, you know, different cover and some different, we've got the intros and outros already set, re-edit them, boom, they're done.
So you're selling to them at a wholesale price?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
And is that profitable?
But, oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because what happens is they're coming in, they're ordering in large numbers. And so, excuse me,
The duplication cost is pretty much the same. It doesn't change, whether it's one or 1,000. Well, it does change. But what happens there is they always have these special nights, like ladies' night, this night, that night. And so they have these special offers going on every single week. So it's not like a one-time sale, except now they're buying 500 every 2 weeks or every month. So that's like steady money coming in no matter what.
Just a little tip on that. If you're doing that kind of thing, you want to put an insert in the DVD package with an offer, and then that brings them back to you so you can build the list and sell them other things directly.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, if that other company will let you or they don't notice, you want to use that as a lead generator for you. Or an affiliate link for that company. Yeah, absolutely. There you go. So an affiliate link so they get paid for distributing that content too. Next way of doing this is tools for others. This is $2 signs to $4 signs. See, we abstract numbers, Paul. I know no specific numbers, so we don't have to do math up here. Tools for others. Easy sell. Once again, giving people the fish. Advanced tip here is if it's done correctly, major pain of disconnect. Alex, you were talking about that. With you guys, you're basically giving them all the business, all the stuff they need to run their real estate business, and as when you unplug them, it hurts, right?
Yeah, right now we're basically giving them the site to manage on the buying side and the selling side, which in real estate is the two key things you need to do. The guy that I really want to model, and everybody here should really look at him, is Craig Proctor.
Yeah, I have an example of his in my manual.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. The retention rate is much, much higher.
The more you can make it painful for them. I mean, think about your electricity, right? You have to pay your electricity bill or else the lights go off. So the more you can make it integral to whatever they're doing in their business, in their lives, whatever the case is, then it hurts a lot to disconnect. Here's an example of a tool. It's a horrible picture. I hate that picture. The only picture of me in a suit. How to write a patient newsletter without writing. So this is an example of a tool for others. This is to cosmetic surgeons and other doctors, how to write their, this is a newsletter sent to their patients that we supply to them on a CD-ROM every single month.
This service that you're doing right here, you're mailing them the CD and then they're expected to still print it or find a printer?
We give them the CD-ROM and then we also give them the option of us doing it for them.
Okay, how many of them take the option of you doing it for them? And what is the price difference between you doing for them versus them doing it themselves?
It's a good question. I wouldn't know that. It's Larry handles all the operations, so I don't know. I think actually the majority, just off the top of my head, I think it's like 60 or 70% will they do it themselves, or probably they don't do it. But and then 40% have us do more stuff for them. Now, on the higher end, complete done it for you, I'll show you an example where we do it for them, and that's all tied in. But I mean, my personal thoughts are the more you can get them to be completely hands-off, the more you're gonna have higher retention, the happier they're gonna be. But at the price point that we wanted to sell this thing at, it just wasn't economical for us to do it for them. All right, this is a guy who sells to real estate agents, and he gives them literally everything that they, this is a real estate agent's website, so Denver Free Real Estate Info, whatever that website is up there. Yeah. So, I mean, just imagine if you're a real estate agent, you've been provided all this pre-done content and you've learned how to do it, how to use hotlines and other things like that. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we talk about lead generating offline. Have all this content and you're advertising your website, right? How, and then you decide, oh, I'm not gonna pay this month. All goes away. You're pretty screwed. So the closer you can get to that, the better. Here's another cool example of a tool. This guy, friend of my colleague, Michael Jans, and his son. This is essentially a Weber, but for PNC agents, property and casualty agents, right? You can take a tool like a Weber, which is a sequential autoresponder, move it over to a niche where they have no clue what the hell that is, and you've loaded up some pre-done content for them, and I don't even know what this sells for, but I'm sure it's many multiple times of what a regular autoresponder service is. 367, actually this is a cool example, is they took that same website, and they translated it into Spanish. So now they're selling to the probably the exact same customers who already bought their stuff. They're selling them another website, but in Spanish. Cool idea. Here's page 369 is a little bit of that Zip Trip sales letter. All right, so the monthly fee is $99 a month. That is definitely a bit more than AWeber. So that's pretty good. I mean, when you go niche, you can go higher price too, and we'll talk about that. CD-ROMs made pretty quickly out of existing material if you want. Have more perceived value, especially if there's some kind of software or interactivity on there. Like this was the 33 days CD-ROMs was our ebook, and then we just literally took each of the days and made Camtasia videos around it, and that became the 33 days CD-ROM product. You want to be careful about Mac and PC interactivity usage, being able to play. Essentially, you want your CD-ROM to be able to play on Macs, which I don't know how that happens, but someone good would know how that happens. Here's a sales letter for it on the next pages. And in your yellow book, you got a good example of a CD-ROM product, which is a public domain goldmine package. Page 79 is pretty good too. Here's a little sample of that agreement I told you guys about. We have a very simple letter of agreement, so that's part of it there. Page 80 is the mind map that we used to come up with this thing. And you can see the whole process of how we sold it, the sales letters and so on. And the first one sold out in 9 days. We're up to volume 8, I think, now. So it's been pretty profitable. Here's where it starts getting cool. $3 signs to $4 signs. Coaching protege programs. I know some of you in this room are doing that stuff, so I'm going to tap into you guys. Delivered as group or one-on-one. And you know, usually, if it's delivered as group, it'll cost less than delivered one-on-one. High perceived value, super high perceived value. Coaching programs or protege programs or whatever have probably one of the highest perceived value in all of information marketing, just because people really want that hand holding and they'll pay a whole lot for it. For me, it's limited by personal time involvement or quality of hired coaches. I've never hired a coach to do anything like that, just because I've just never found somebody who I really thought could deliver what I thought the customer would should be entitled to. You know, there's some outfits that do coaching and they coach on stuff that they have no clue whatsoever about. They're just coaching out of a manual. And you know, to me, I don't like that. I have thought about doing a coaching program where it's run by almost like apprentices of mine or people who have studied with me and know what I'm talking about, but I haven't decided if I'm gonna do that yet or not. So, you know, that's a way of leveraging yourself. Here's a quick case study, the Internet Apprentice Program that Chris was alluding to. This is $14,500. It was a one-on-one program for 1 year. I took 12 people. There's a whole qualification process, and there's a 12% royalty attached on the project developed. So you can set your own rules. You know, if you decide that, hey, I'll coach you, but I'm going to take a percentage. You know, you can set your own. You know, decide how you want to play the game. It's up to the customers if they're going to say yeah and play along. Here's what we did. I don't think this is nah. We emailed to lead generate. So once again, it's a pretty similar process to what you've seen before. Sent out an email to the list and said, hey, raise your hand if you're interested in possibly this thing. It's going to be very high priced. I might have even mentioned the price. Then on the landing page, we got the full address because I wanted to get their direct mail info so I could follow up on them. Then it took them to a PDF sales letter. And there's a whole qualification and application, which is all takeaway selling on top of, I mean, if I'm working with these guys for 1 year, I really wanted to make sure that they qualified and I was going to be pretty happy working with them. I don't know how Chris fell through the cracks, but somehow he made it in. And then a follow-up if necessary. So here's the flow chart so you guys can get a little visual on this. Teaser email leading to a lead generating website by blind. I think it meant there's no price on there. Then download the PDF, which is the sales letter. if they could go immediately to this 11-page application filled out, and then we had a phone interview, and then I decided if it was going to be a yes or no. Then if they didn't go there, then they have emails with FAQ, follow-ups of frequently asked questions, additional follow-up emails, all that, then they could fill out. Or if they didn't do that, there's a follow-up postcard. If they didn't subscribe, then there's a teleseminar. And this is all in the course of, I think, 2 weeks. And here's the postcard that we sent out. That was kind of cute, that got people to, I don't think I have this, I don't have the sales copy on it. But on the back it said something like, you know, this is so important, I want to make sure that you got your application if you didn't go back to this link. So we sold out in 2 weeks, completely overbooked. Here's page 392, oops, is some of the examples. So here's the first email, getting them to that lead generation site. Here's the landing page, which is on 394, which is getting all their information. So it was blind, it didn't tell them how much it was. So, but there was a real big, you know, scarcity play. Hey, it's only gonna be 12 people. And by the way, when I did this, I don't think there was anyone else in the internet marketing world selling anything remotely close to this price point. Might have been like a $5,000 price or something like that. So I was interested in expanding the pyramid, seeing what would happen, plus the 12% royalty. I don't think anyone's ever done that. Here's the part of the sales letter, 395. Part of the sales letter was also on page 403. It was a whole Q&A process, and you know, I don't have time to cover all this via copywriting stuff, but important stuff. 403 is the application. You saw that with the public domain Quantum Leap. This is obviously an even more in-depth application. This is not the whole application. And then payment information. Something to notice here on page 409, the payment information on there. Notice I let them have the opportunity to break this up into three credit cards. That will enhance response to for some people if they only got X amount of dollars on one credit card or X amount on another one. So that helps, especially if you're doing a really high-priced item. Let's see. Oh, and then you know the phone call, which is kind of unusual. And we booked the phone call, and I wanted to personally talk to every single person who's going to be part of this, because once again, depending on how much time you're going to spend with your mentors, mentees, whatever, protege program, apprentice program, whatever you decide to call it, you probably want to check them out.
So are you happy with the way this turned out?
Yeah, I'm really happy with the way it turned out. I'm happy, like at that point in my life, that was really good amount of money, and I was really happy with how that turned out as far as what the success stories came out of it. Would I do it again? Probably not. Yeah, well, I have a bunch of products. Yeah, that was actually one of the other hooks that you guys saw a little bit of in that public domain Quantum Leap. Thanks for reminding me. You got my idea journal, and you guys got the 12 apprentices got to pick out of my idea journal what were, you know, whatever, what I thought were winning ideas, and then they could run with it or develop their own products. So yeah, but you don't have to do it that way. If you have just a mentorship program, it could be done without it, totally without it. That's the reason I wanted the 12% though, is because it was my idea, and I was putting a whole lot of work into these people. We had some great success stories that came out of it. A lot of people went on to do all kinds of stuff out of it. So I was really happy with it from that standpoint. As far as time-wise, I don't think I'd do it again right now. But it all depends where you are in your life, where you are in your business life. And yeah, let me get you. All right, you got it.
I had a question on page 389. So basically you have an email which you just sent out. You send them to a lead site, which you don't mention the price.
Right.
They're asked to download the PDF after they give you the information, right?
Right.
So I'm not clear on what is the difference between the arrow to the left and the right.
Which is the difference between what?
Yeah, what's the difference between the thick arrow right there, the blue one?
This?
Yeah.
Well, they're only going to get this if they don't fill out their application.
Okay, so it's a yes, no thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So anytime throughout these things, they could fill out an application, and then they'd stop getting the additional follow-ups. And this is just a real simple lead generation, but this just shows you how, you know, you want to use different modalities of following up on them to fulfill whatever you're selling. Wait, I have an example. I have another copy example for you. Here's a guy selling coaching for dentists. page 410, which, by the way, this guy's not a dentist. He was actually a former bartender. So anyone who thinks that they have to have expertise in the marketplace, you know, here's a good example. I mean, now he probably knows a whole lot about dentistry and so on, and how to help practices. Mastermind group. This is something else. This is something that I just started this year, actually, where there's kind of a group facilitation, really, is what it's called. So you're kind of the facilitator and letting the other people also contribute a whole lot of stuff in the group and help each other out. So you're not the one that has all the answers. And I, by the way, never have thought that I have all the answers. So this is a great way of getting some like-minded people together, but you're helping facilitate it. And in a lot of niches and a lot of areas, you could probably do this, and it's pretty lucrative. There's a high perceived value. The way mine works is we meet 3 times a year. Actually, you got on the next page is a little outline of the way mine works. So that's page 416. I sold that actually at the Underground 2, and it immediately sold out. We had a waiting list. So there's, like I said, high perceived value. And true mastermind is really limited, should be limited to a specific amount of people. Ours is 18 people. If you get beyond 18, I think it's really tough to have some group gelling, and it just becomes more like workshop, even though you might call it a mastermind, but really becomes more workshop. You know, there's so many different variations on this, like YEO, which is now EO. YEO is essentially, they help facilitate masterminds like via their forum. There is the CEO Club, I think, that does something like that. There's a couple of different things that all they do is, you know, ad tech is one of them. Just tech. There, that's another group. And so that's, you know, this is something to consider somewhere in your funnel, possibly.
Can you take a minute or two to talk about some of the deliverables in a coaching program? What would they get? When would they get it? And so on.
In coaching or mastermind or which
in
one?
In coaching or mastermind. Just what would they
get? Yeah, let's talk about, actually, hand the mic to Ryan.
Well, first, it's an evolving process. What we used to do was four quarterly meetings. So every quarter we'd meet. What we found is it was just difficult for a lot of people to make all the meetings. And the other thing, what we found was delivery-wise, you know, they didn't want to wait till the end of the year to learn how to sell the house. They wanted to learn it at the first meeting. So we condensed it. So now what we do is we do 2 meetings. To keep it real exciting, what we do is we usually pick students that we'll do field trips at. So a student that has a very successful business will go and do the meeting there, and we'll tour their properties, or, you know, we'll tour their office and all that. So as far as delivery, there's 2 meetings. They're usually about 4 days long, okay, because we're delivering a lot of content. We're on a weekly coaching call every week on Wednesday, which is about an hour long. Right now, we just get on the call and just answer questions, really. We just usually go over a deal. And then there's our website. And the reason we've been able to free it up is because over the last 5 years, we built a monster website to where we put them through a process. When they have questions about deals, they can usually find a deal sample that we've already done on the website, and where we would answer the emails for these deals, but then we would also do a voiceover. So there's like an FAQ section that's just enormous and pretty much covers every part of a deal in real estate, because I'm teaching them how to buy and sell these properties. So, you know, the first 5 years, we just kept building it and building it. So it was, we would answer the email, and then we would just record our answer as well. So each FAQ question has the answer in text, and then the recording of that answer as well. So our office is trained to, when people have questions, this is what's taken the time off of us as far as coaching, because we're very involved with each deal. But our office is trained to teach them where to find their answers on the website, which works out very well. So that's over the years, and this year it's really freed up a lot of time. We've charged a heck of a lot more money, but the work is less, the load is less. So in a nutshell, what it is 2 meetings. They're, you know, what we do is we get them to our 3-day event, and that 3-day event is a $6,000 3-day training. And then from there, that's really our front end. These are the only 2 products we really have. Don't have newsletters. I just got piles of recordings that after this, I'm going to put it together and really start creating some continuity stuff. But the 3-day training is just a lead generation. Then we upsell them to coaching, the $25,000 deal. So from there, we're saying, look, it's a year-long program. You're going to have two meetings. One meeting's here where we live, in-house. You'll come to our office, check it out, 4 days. We pretty much give them everything they need. And then the next meeting is, like I said, whatever student we decide to, we'll go do a field trip at that student's property. And then it's just the weekly coaching call every Wednesday at 3:00. And that's pretty much it. The payments are pretty much, it's a two-pay deal. It's not like we're taking a down payment and then $900 a month. We get all the cash up front. So, and then at the event, it's a discounted price at the event. How it works is a lot of times, another deal is leading up to the event, there's usually about 10 to 15 units that have been bumped to coaching before they even get to the event. Okay, because our lead generation package is like a DVD package with a CD. It's like an intro package that we give away. So when they listen to that, they're calling. And then sometimes they're bumped from a $9 free gift to coaching. But a lot of times when they sign up for the event, at that point, they're bumped to coaching before they even get there. I don't know, is that another one? Is there anything else? I don't know if I covered it well. But
well, I just pulled it up real fast. I mean, really, what you want to think about for these coaching, mentorship deals, whatever, it's almost like a mix and match cafeteria style deal. You can pull in all kinds of stuff. Like Ryan's got the event. We got one-on-one coaching, or it could be group coaching. You know, you really want to, that big slide that I showed you with all the components, some of those things are in there. Here's all the components that were in my apprentice program. Number one was my idea journal, and this actually is what it looks like with this little silly magic marker on it. Component number two was, what's that?
They get your idea.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. And that was one of the things that led to the scarcity of, if you get your first application in, you get best shot at all of them, yeah. Private phone consultation with me. So for every month we had private phone time. Special private email address for me, which I probably did this wrong because I gave them unlimited. I did try and qualify it though by saying, you know, I read War and Peace in high school, so don't send me long emails. How do you guarantee their success? How do you guarantee that? You gotta, I mean, it depends on how brassy and you feel. I mean, if you feel you're going to deliver, then you can give them a big, bold, brassy guarantee. But then again, that might bring in one or two people who are only going to do it because of the guarantee. So you got to temper it with, you know, your guarantee is going to increase a number of people this amount. I don't even remember if I had a guarantee in here.
I don't see one on here. I'm just wondering.
You can definitely do one without one. And especially if you only have a limited amount of people in there. So, you know, it's going to be, hey, if you believe me, you're in. If you don't, sorry. We had a website created for them. We had a special private hotline phone number reserved for our once a month group teleconference. And that is how we play that up. Once your project is done, we mailed it to my list. So there's a whole lot of stuff we sent out there. We mailed it to our affiliates. So there's a bunch of components that were part of this thing.
Can I ask you a couple questions on that?
Yeah.
So this is your coaching or your apprenticeship program, right?
Was, yeah.
Was. And it was 15,000, something like that?
Yeah.
Do you sell this at your underground boot camps, or you totally sell this through email and mail or whatever?
I mean, when I sold this, I only sold it through email. I did it one time for 12 people with that 12%, and then I just realized that it was a whole hell of a lot of Yannick.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to do that anymore. So then the next year I sold a scaled down version for like 6,000 or 7,000. And I realized I didn't want to do that anymore. So there's still a lot of Yannick involved. And so now we just don't sell it.
when you do sell it, were these all people that were they qualified? Like, was it boot camp buyers that were buying it? Or was it people that never bought your boot camp or even your lower?
It was crazy. Right, some people had never bought anything from me. That was their first foray.
That's
their
awesome.
First step with me was, and everybody like has their own, and we're going to talk about this when we talk about pricing, but you know, there's Neiman Marcus buyers, there's Kmart buyers. So they saw something at 15,000. They're like, yeah, I'm advanced. I'm in this thing. I'm not buying your $39 piece of crap ebook. I'm in your $15,000 program. Now, some people had matriculated up through, you know, kind of the funnel model that we talked about and bought a bunch of stuff. So it's really odd. Like, I was surprised. The same deal at the copywriting seminar 2 years ago. It was a $4,000 copywriting seminar. I had people showing up that have never written one word of copy. I'm like, did I mention that this is advanced copywriting? And they just want, that was where they wanted to go.
So, and this is, just to restate the obvious, this was all through your email, and you put them through the application process. How big do you think, because I don't do an application process, how key do you think that is?
I think it has a lot to do with takeaway selling, with intimidation type selling. I think it's really good for scarcity. Or is yours a scarcity type?
Yeah.
X amount of people. Mm-hmm. I think it helps them to really feel special, and especially if it's true. You know, there's two parts of it. There's the marketing component of the qualification process, and then there's the realistic component of it that you're weeding out psychopaths. And
because this is sweet. I mean, I've never offered coaching really unless you come to the event, and I bet I could pick up a whole new handful of people.
Way. You could definitely. You could definitely do it just via sales letter. I have no doubt. Now it just depends how you want to structure it for maximum no Ryan time.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Thanks.
Can you pass the microphone up this way? CJ is asking, did I ever productize the apprentice program? I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. That was my idea behind all of it. That was why we captured this thing. I have like tapes sitting in my basement of all the audio conversations. I have all the emails back and forth. That was one of the things that they agreed to when they signed up for it, that it's going to be recorded, that I can do whatever I want with it. No, I never did anything with it. I wanted to, and then I just didn't get around to it. What? Yeah, who wants to do it? Actually, I don't even know if I can find all the tapes now, so it's been... I don't even know if it's even worthwhile now, but it was something that fell through the cracks, and it was kind of dumb.
I want to talk about either the mastermind or your apprentice program and stuff like that. I know that in marketing, and specifically we'll just talk about online marketing, there's always two approaches, or I think there is anyway. People say, if I can get them to spend, if I can get them to pull their credit card out of their pocket for $9,
right,
then I'll work them up through where they're buying more. I feel there's also another approach. If you hit them right off the bat with $12,000, and whether it's your mastermind program, whatever, they don't have to buy it, but at least you're set their expectations as to where they can aspire to. And they, I think,
it's also great positioning. There's a lot of things. There's a psychological factor of pricing.
Right, I think it gets the junk off your list. So if you hit them with that,
pricing. I think pricing has more to do with what's inside your head as a product developer than it has to do with what's inside the customer's head. And I tell a lot of my students, add an extra zero and hold your breath. If I did an apprentice program now, it would be, $40,000 or $50,000. I wouldn't do it for less. But let's table the pricing conversation until we talk about pricing, which will probably be tomorrow. But a lot of it has to do with return on investment. Like Ryan is selling a $25,000 deal on one pre-foreclosure deal, what can you make, Ryan? $50,000, $100,000? So there's if you could only make $2,000 on a pre-foreclosure, then it's a lot harder to justify the 25 Gs.
As far as your application process, it's come up a couple times. When would you advise using an application?
High-end stuff. Anything that's high-end or stuff that where you're going to have some one-on-one interaction with people.
Well, okay, take mine as an example. Mine's targeted more for an intermediate user, and I keep getting a lot of newbies. So would it be advisable to use an application process to help weed them out more than my caution statement that they don't read? Or just take their money?
I think I would. No, seriously, I would probably take their money. If I was better than one, I would take their money, but I would also realize that, hey, there's going to be newbies in here, so I'm going to create product for the newbies to help them move up to intermediate.
Which is what I've been working
on.
There is an attrition factor with newbies coming into it.
One of the things that we do when we're writing good copy is we start where people are and we take them to where they need to go. And kind of the experience that our friend is having from the front of the room, if we go back to where we're already comfortable, I mean, you don't sell a DVD for the value of that piece of silicon.
Right.
You sell it based upon the value proposition of the information. So in that same way, and you mentioned ROI, and that's absolutely the key, return on investment. If we do value-based pricing, then we're able to look to a result, and you know, some fraction of that, and any fraction of that now becomes the value. Because in addition, I'm sure you pointed out in your mastermind, I'm sorry, actually the Apprentice newsletter, I'm sure you pointed out after they learn everything with you, they can go build another website and they don't pay you 18%.
I mean, we definitely talked about that in the copy.
Right.
12%, not 18. Next program will be 18.
There you go.
The cool thing about a high-end program is you don't have to have a guarantee because you're basically doing takeaway selling. And you could basically come out and say it. I mean, we tell this up front. I said, well, what's the guarantee? I said, well, if I have to guarantee it, I don't think you're the right fit for my program. I know I can deliver. What's this, you know, what's your side of it? So that's a really good thing, one. Two, the cool thing about a high-end program is the people are a lot more willing to take accountability. They don't sit there and whine and, you know, complain about how they're not getting results.
Yeah, they're better customers.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, we have people to show up. We have a guy that just joined. He's a multimillionaire. He basically said, look, I'll bust my ass, do whatever it takes, okay? You just fulfill your part of it. I know I'll make money.
A basic question for you, Yannick. Are you collecting the money before they fill out the application, or are you waiting until after they filled out the application?
On the application, we're getting their credit card. For most times, like the mastermind, actually, when I sold it at the Underground 2, I said specifically, I do not want your money right now. So I had no place for a credit card. And of course, that turned into a logistical nightmare. But that was the truth. I wanted to make sure that they would fit the group. So there's lots of ways of doing it. And I didn't see any problem with the Internet Apprentice program, that qualification process you saw on that payment form. We got their credit card when they filled out the application. It wasn't considered complete unless they gave us payment. We're getting like FedExes for full payment. Like within 24 hours, people were just, you know, crazy for it because they wanted, there's also that other driving force of, you know, I'm gonna get first crack at the 12 ideas. So I'm gonna be the guy who gets to choose from all of them. And I actually, number one in the apprentice program was Stephen Pierce. He wanted to get his first crack at the ideas. It's pretty good.